Dictation 4, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Morden, M-O-R-D-E-N, July 331. Address as a letter to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, a follow-up from Mr. Morden. Chronic kidney disease. Prostate cancer. High PSA, question metastasis. No biopsy has been done. Last visit was in August. There comes accompanied with a wife. Appetite is down, however, has gained weight at 176. There is frequent postprandial nausea with early satiety, no vomiting. He eats probably two small meals a day. There is no diarrhea, bleeding. No, he has a suprapubic catheter. Which is a recent procedure. Stitches has not been removed yet. There was initial some post-surgery blood that has resolved. Presently no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, orthopnea PND, stable edema, has a pacemaker. He has refused any invasive treatment for prostate cancer. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the Coric, Demadex, Terazosin, besides diabetes cholesterol management. Present weight 176, blood pressure 140 over 70. No oral wishes, consolidation, pleural effusion, regular rhythm pacemaker on the left upper chest, no abdominal distension, ascites masses, suprapubic in place, stitches in place, minor edema, mild decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 1.48, previously 1.5. A low sodium 136, normal potassium acid base, a low protein, low albumin, alkaline phosphatase in the 400, slightly from prostate bone metastasis, glucose elevated 170s, I'm not sure if this was fasting, corrected calcium, low normal, low protein, low albumin, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.6, with an MCB around 93. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Prostate cancer, lightly metastatic, refuses any further treatment. Documented sclerotic bone lesions. Next number, urinary retention, secondary to severe foreskin stenosis phimosis, presently suprapubic catheter. Next number, no symptoms of uremia. Next number, anemia. Iron studies needs to be updated for potential replacement versus EPO treatment. Some of this anemia, of course, could be from metastatic cancer. Next number, pacemaker, clinically stable. Next number, diabetes, blood pressure. Next number, prior Tachy Brady syndrome, atrial fibrillation. Next number, abdominal discomfort related to meal intake postprandial. family and yourself needs to discuss how aggressive he wants to be in terms of diagnostic or intervention procedures. Gastroparesis, of course, will be high in the differential diagnosis. Of course, malignancy or ischemic angina in the differential diagnosis. All issues discussed with the patient, come back on the next 4 months.